弟兄姊妹，主里边平安。
Peace be to brothers and sisters in the Lord。
早晨啊，请睇啊一节嘅圣一段嘅圣经喺约翰福音第21章第一节开始。
This morning, let's turn to a passage from the Bible recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 21, beginning with verse 1.
我哋由第一节，请听我由第一节读到第17节。
Please listen as we read through from verses 1 to 17. So again, it's the Gospel of John chapter 21, verses 1 through 17.
这事以后，耶稣在提比利亚海边，又向门徒显现，他怎样显现，记在下面。
After these things, Jesus manifested himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and he manifested himself in this way.
有西门彼得和称为底士马的多马，并加利利的加拿人拿但业，还有西比太两个儿子，又有两个门徒都在一处。
There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana of Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples.
西门彼得对他们说：我打鱼去。他们说：我们也和你同去。他们就出去上了船，那夜并没有打着什么。
Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. They said to him, we will also come with you. They went out and got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing.
天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。
But when the day was now breaking, Jesus stood on the beach, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus.
耶稣就对他们说，小子，你们有吃的没有？他们回答说，没有。
Jesus therefore said to them, children, you do not have any fish, do you? They answered him, no.
耶稣说，你们把网撒在船的右边就必得着。他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。
And he said to them, cast the net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you will find a catch. They cast, therefore, and then they were not able to haul it in because of the great number of fish.
耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得对彼得说是主。那时西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣，跳在海里。
That disciple, therefore, whom Jesus loved, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." And so, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put his outer garment on, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea.
其余的门徒就在小船上把那网鱼拉过来。
And the other disciples came to the little boat, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards away, dragging the net full of fish.
他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼又有饼。
And so when they got out upon the land, they saw a charcoal fire already laid and fish placed on it and bread.
耶稣对他们说，把刚才打的鱼拿几条来。
Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish which you have now caught.
西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共153条鱼。鱼虽这样多，网却没有破。
Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of large fish, 153. And although there were so many, the net was not torn.
耶稣说，你们来吃早饭，门徒中没有一个敢问他你是谁，因为知道是主。
Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. None of the disciples ventured to question him, who are you, knowing that it was the Lord.
耶稣就来拿饼和鱼给他们。
Jesus came and took bread and gave them.
耶稣从死里复活以后，向门徒显现，这是第三次。
And this is now the third time that Jesus was manifested to the disciples after he was raised from the dead.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更甚么？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。
So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my lambs.
耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我么？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。
He said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Shepherd my sheep.
第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he had said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, tend my sheep.
我们在基督里面拿一些人晓得彼得的软弱。
We know, we can see some of the weakness that we find in Peter.
如果我在基督里面耐一些，我都晓得彼得的软弱。
If we've been in the Lord for a period of time, then we know that there's weakness here in Peter.
主是盼望我们认识我们的软弱，而学晓不敢靠自己。
And it is actually the Lord's intent for us to know of our own weakness so that we would not rely upon ourselves.
要学习怎么样来依靠主。
Instead, to learn how to rely upon the Lord.
我们失败的经历呢，可以是我们的半骨石。
Our failures can become our stumbling block.
或者呢，可以成为我们的踏脚石 stepping stone.
Or our failures can actually become stepping stones for us.
有在某些人身上呢，他失败一直失败到底，这成为他的半脚石。
Some individuals, once they fall, once they fail, they continue to fail, and therefore their failure becomes their stumbling block.
有些人呢，他的失败在他一生里面呢，只是叫他成为将来向上的一个踏脚石。
But some individuals, they might encounter failure, they'll fail, but those failures serve to help them to continue their path upward so that they rely upon it to search further.
前不久跟大家交通过参孙这个人。
Not too long ago, we had shared with brothers and sisters in regards to the person of Samson.
他是一个不知道自己软弱的人。
Now, here was an individual who did not know of his own weakness.
他肉身有着极大的能力。
Now, physically, he was strong.
但是呢，他是一个属肉体的人。
But therefore, he actually became a man of the flesh, or he relied upon the flesh.
他是一个灵里边没什么能力的人。
Spiritually, though, he was not strong a lot. He did not have much strength spiritually.
他一切以自己为主，我要这样，我要那样。
He was self-centered. He was the lord of his life. He wants this, therefore he got that.
所以他满有肉体的情欲，眼目的情欲，世界，今生的骄傲。
And that's why he was filled with the lust of the flesh. He had the lust of pride.
他不能够脱离这一切。
And he was unable to separate himself from these traits.
亦都唔愿意去脱离一切。
And in fact, he didn't want to be separated from those traits.
一直到咗最后嗰一次，佢醒啦。
It wasn't until the very end, the very very end, that he was awakened.
但系再为一次机会，佢再冇机会。
There was a very last opportunity for him. He was not to have another opportunity after that.
我哋交通完佢嘅经历之后咧，实在觉能够成为我哋嘅尴尬。
And so after we had shared about Samson's experience, it should serve to bring shame to us as well.
冇怪乎因话读完啲史书记，好似觉得需要冲一个属灵嘅凉，因为实在好似好污秽咁。
Some individuals have commented to say after we read through or study through the book of Judges, we actually need a spiritual shower because there seems to be so much filth that we're steeped in.
早晨呢，另外一个嘅经历想同大家交通一下。
But to this morning, we want to look at another example, another set of experiences with brothers and sisters.
这个人彼得，他都满咗好多嘅软弱。
Now, the individual was Peter, and he was filled with weaknesses.
好多嘅肉体。
There's a lot of the flesh in him.
但喺佢软弱当中咧，这个成为佢嘅踏脚石。
But for him, these failures became stepping stones.
这个极大嘅失败咧，成为一生里边嘅踏脚石向上。
This great failure of his that we have just read became the one, the stepping stone that caused him to be able to reach forward.
我人生当中我都会失败。
Now, in all of our lives, we will fail.
盼望我们不要像这个参孙那样。
But it's our hope that we would not mirror the experience of Samson.
我们好像彼得那样。
But instead, that we will be able to copy the example set by Peter.
刚才读这一段圣经，约翰福音第21章。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 21, the passage that we just finished reading.
讲到开始的时候，有七个门徒，他们同一个，一同在一起。
It tells us that there were seven disciples that were gathered together at one place.
在这个事件发生之前，主已经复活了。Now,
prior to this particular episode that we're reading, the Lord had already risen from the dead.
这里讲到，他今次向门徒显现，已经是第三次。
In fact, the text tells us that this is actually the third time that the Lord manifested himself before his disciples after being raised from the dead.
当主耶稣复活之后,
Now, after the Lord was raised from the dead,
就向妇女说，你去告诉我的门徒听，主已经复活了。He told
the women to go and tell the disciples that the Lord has already risen.
然后在马可福音中一句，你告诉那些门徒听，和彼得。In
fact, in the Gospel of Mark, it's quite unique. In his instructions to the women, it says, go and tell the disciples and Peter.
那主在他们一起的时候，向门徒有一次的显现。And
so then when the disciples were gathered thereafter, the Lord revealed himself to them for the first time.
在那时候，这个多马不在。Now
at that particular time, Thomas was not there.
过了几日。But
after a couple more days,
后来这个多马就说，如果不见到他的枪伤，我不探湿他的肋旁，我总是不信。Thomas
had made a statement. He says, if I am not able to see his side, where the sword was speared, where the sword speared him, nor am I able, if I do not see the wound where the nails pierced his hand, I will not believe that he has risen.
过了几日，主当多马在场时，主就向他们再显现一次。
So it was a couple of days later that with Thomas now alongside the disciples, the Lord revealed himself once again to them.
所有门都闩咗，主就穿墙而入。And
so even though all the doors were closed, the Lord appeared before them.
这个是第二次。This
was the second appearing or manifestation of the Lord before his disciples.
今次是第三次。Now
this episode now is the third time that the Lord has revealed himself to his disciples.
还有一次没有计里边的，就是主单独向彼得显现过一次。Now,
not counted amongst those manifestations of the Lord to the disciples as a whole, was also one particular episode where the Lord revealed himself personally to Peter.
这个在哥林多书信里面有记载，在福音书里面也都很简单讲，但内容没有讲。
It was recorded in 1 Corinthians, actually, that particular episode recorded at length for us. It's also alluded to in the Gospels, although details were very sparse.
我就在思想，当彼得在这几次里面有见到主的时候，里面应该很兴奋。And
so in my mind, I thought, you know, if I was Peter, if he had saw or he was able to see Jesus appear to him after his death these many times, shouldn't he be filled with joy in his heart?
复活的主，你要同佢相见，里边有几何等嘅喜乐。
There would be such joy because here was the Lord risen from the dead who was revealing himself personally to Peter.
佢更加要预备点样嚟到迎接佢嘅神。
He also, Peter then should respond by thinking, well, how will I prepare myself to meet this Lord?
今日我哋如果见到佢复活嘅主嘅时候，我里边有何等多嘅话要同佢讲。
If we were to be able to see our Lord or meet with our Lord one-on-one, have an audience with him, we would think, wow, let me prepare. What type of questions do I have to ask of him?
但现在来到这个地步，彼得居然说我打与他。But
here, Peter's thought were just to say, well, I'm going to go fishing.
他有一个天生领袖，其他那六个门徒就跟着他去打鱼。
Of course, he has natural leadership ability. So once he said he was going shipping, fishing, then the other six disciples followed along.
在我心裡面思想彼得想起他曾經三次不認主。
In my mind, I'm thinking, you know, for Peter, he must have been reflecting, reminiscing about those specific instances, the three instances where he actually denied the Lord
before others.
So he's thinking, not only did I deny him once, twice, but I denied him three separate times before others. I have fallen to such a weak state. Is it even possible that the Lord would still have use of me? So everyone has to have a vocation, right? So since Peter was a fisherman by trade, all that was in his mind was to say, okay, I'm just going to go back now to doing what I know best. But even this, despite the fact that at one point, during the time that the Lord was with him, that he had walked away from his net and from his boat and had declared his desire to follow after the Lord instead. But now he was coming to a point in his life, he's thinking, what else is there for me to do? Since there was nothing seemingly that he could do now, all he can do is revert back to what he knows best, to go back to the profession that he knew before.
當你有空閒時間的時候,你做什麼呢?
How about us? When we have free time, what is it that we engage our life in?
當你不開心的時候,你做什麼呢?
Now, what if when you're at times when you're sad, when you're not happy, what do you spend your time doing during that time?
我很少聽見人說我回去讀聖經。
I seldom hear people say, I'm so sad, I think I'll go back and read the Bible.
我沒有工作,我讀聖經。
Or, I have nothing to do, I have free time, I think I'll go read the Bible.
是吧?
Right?
有些人沒有工作,一回家,學生沒有工作,上Facebook看看有什麼事。
As students, as youngsters nowadays, if you have quote-unquote free time, what's the first thing you do when you get back home? You turn on your computer, get on Facebook.
沒有工作,第一件事他不會想讀聖經,親近主,我想起什麼?打遊戲機。
If there is free time, the first thought in their minds would not be, oh, let me draw near to the Lord, let me go read the Bible, but instead, maybe go play video games.
这个就是我们的彼得。
Now, this is the Peter that is in all of us.
但很奇怪,他这些是渔夫,他们打了鱼,打了一晚,一条鱼都没得到。
Now, these were fishermen by trade, and so they spent the whole night fishing, and yet it records for us that they caught nothing. The whole night.
但後來主叫他在右邊落網,一網就153條,不用整晚了,一分鐘了,不用。But
later the text records for us that when the Lord instructed for them to cast their nets on the right side of the boat, they cast it and immediately they caught lots of fish. In fact, 153 in number. And it didn't require a whole night's worth of casting fish, it just required a moment of time.
我們大家都相信, 在他右邊離岸不遠地方,200爪,不是很遠 有153條大魚,這是主預備的神跡來的。
Now, from the text again, it tells us that they were not far from the land. It says they were about 100 yards away. So if they were only about 100 yards away from the shore, is it possible that there would be so many fish that they would be able to catch at one given instance? No, this was clearly a miracle that was arranged by the Lord.
但另外一邊,他打了整晚都沒有魚,我相信這個都是主的管理,因為他沒有打到魚。
At the same time, the flip side is the fact that they spent the entire night casting for fish and they came out empty-handed. They got no catches. That too was arranged by the Lord.
當人要離開主,按著自己的意思,在世界裡面尋求好處的時候,我必然一無所得。
When in any individual, they want to walk away from the Lord, they want to rely upon their own strengths, revert back to what they know best, what they will get is nothing. Their end result is nothing. They will have no comfort in this world.
如果主叫你做这样,你是离开他,你去寻求世界好处,你按着自己知去做的,你必然一无所得。
The Lord may tell you, instruct you, this is what I want you to do. But instead, you seek for the comfort of this world. You seek to do the very thing that you want to do instead. What you end up with is nothing.
这个是主在人身上的管理。
So this is the Lord being sovereign over man.
这个其实在他们的经历上已经不是第一次了。
Now this actually is not the very first time that the disciples have had a similar experience fishing.
在路加福音五章那里, 就是当主来呼召彼得的时候发生过一次类似的情况。
Now, in the Gospel of Luke chapter 5, there records for us a time when the Lord was calling for Simon Peter to follow him, that again the context of it was revealed to us in a similar fashion.
彼得他打了鱼成网,
一无所获。And again, it was Simon Peter's own words that said, we worked all night, we worked hard all night, and have caught nothing.
这个就带回彼得的思想,哎呀,旧时都试过一次,主叫我将船开到水深之处。
And so here now would have been the thought process of Peter. It would have been very natural once he has this experience now to think back, wait, I've had this experience with the Lord long ago. The Lord then tell him to go forward, to go out into the deep of the sea.
那他落网呢,很多鱼网几乎要裂了。
And then as he recalled, he cast a net over to catch the fish. It was so much fish to a point where the nets were almost breaking.
那时彼得知道这个是神的儿子啊。
And so remembering again at that time, it was at that moment that he realized and it came upon him that here stood the Son of God.
我整晚打了鱼。 都不得到,他一跟我说,我立刻满了鱼,他立刻走到主面前,跪下,主啊,请你看我,我一个罪人。
And so he stated it himself, I work hard all night long and caught nothing, and yet you tell me to cast my net, to go out and cast my net, I've caught so much fish. So what was Peter's response? Peter's response was to fall at Jesus' feet and to say, go away, Lord, for I am a sinful man.
主又跟彼得说,彼得你不要怕,从今之后你要得人,要得人,catch man。The
Lord's response to him was, do not fear, for from now on you shall be fishers of men.
从那时开始,彼得就撇下了他的船,就跟随耶稣。
It was at that precise moment, given that declaration from the Lord, that Peter left his boat, left his net, and decided to follow after the Lord.
无怪乎当这个主所爱的门徒就是约翰,一认出,这个是主,彼得就立刻跳下水。Now,
in this particular context that we just read, it says, the disciples whom the Lord loved, that actually is a reference to John. So when John said to Peter, Peter, it's the Lord that's standing there. What was Peter's response? He immediately jumped into the water.
彼得真的想起那时候,哎呀,我怎么样? 奉献给主,主叫我以后要得人如得鱼,我应该得人,现在我回来捉鱼,多丑啊?
So for Peter, what would have gone through his mind at that time? He can recall a time, that moment, when the Lord says, you shall be fishers of men. And here he was, no longer was he fishing for men, but he went back to what he was doing before, which was being just a plain fisherman. How shameful it would have been that now the Lord is appearing before him, with him in this particular state.
你另一方面看见我的主里面满了怜悯的心肠。
On the flip side, if you look at it from the Lord's perspective, you see him being filled with compassion and filled with kindness, extending himself to Peter.
他没有在指着彼得来骂,指责他。
He didn't point out Peter and threw him under the bus and was yelling at him and scolding him.
很温柔,你在那边打,打了153回,彼得自然就想起他的经历。
He merely stated very gently to say, oh, throw your nets to the right side of the boat. And there, Peter caught 153 fish. And so Peter automatically then revert back to thinking about what was his experience with the Lord previously.
主带他回去想到,他当初是怎么样被呼召的。
So the Lord then, in a gentle way, brought him to thinking about the very incidents when Peter was called by the Lord.
他知道他那个位置错了,
to tell him that you are now standing in the wrong place.
你要回头,
you need to return.
这个复活的主居然在那里在岸上为他预备早餐。
Here was the resurrected Lord. And what was he doing for Peter and the disciples? He was preparing breakfast for them.
那次来主但没有个人敢出声。
Everyone knew that that's the Lord, but no one dared to speak it.
当主还在地上的时候，
when the Lord was still on earth,
当主他要记得主怎样为他一个一个来洗脚。
They remember how the Lord came and washed each one of their feet.
本来是最卑贱的应该来为他洗脚。
That was a job that should be reserved for the lowest amongst them. And yet,
居然是主为他一个个来洗脚。
It was the Lord who was there washing their feet, one by one.
现今这个不单止是主，这个是从死里边复活荣耀的主。
But now, no longer is this just Jesus, whom they knew before, here stood before him the resurrected Lord. And what was he doing now? He was preparing breakfast for the disciples. I'm pretty sure that the disciples ate that meal very uncomfortably.
是吗？我都知道主，啊，咁高贵的主居然在岸上边又不出声，为我们就煮这个早餐。
Here was the resurrected Lord. He's just preparing breakfast. He didn't say a thing. And all they were able to do was just to eat.
啊，我们主几咁有耐性，向着我们几咁温柔。
Such patience, such gentleness that the Lord is extending to them.
如果比如我里面很大火气，一见到他们就已经闹了嘛。啊，还要慢慢在煮早餐啊。
Honestly, if I was the Lord and I saw them, I would go to town with them and yell at them and scold them. But here was the Lord. Gently preparing food for them.
有鱼有饼。
Preparing fish, preparing bread.
咁我就想起主为佢做嗰个五饼二鱼嘅神迹，系咪
？Then of course this makes me think about the five loaves of bread and the two fish, that particular episode that the Lord did.
你哋要为你嘅担活要为你嘅生活担忧吗？
Are you concerned about your livelihood, about your life today?
倘若你嚟跟从我，你仲要为呢啲担忧吗？
If you follow after me, will you still be concerned about those very, be anxious about those very concerns?
你记得我用五饼二鱼，你喂饱咁多个人吗？
Do you remember that I fed so many with just five loaves of bread and two fish?
喺彼得嘅心嘅里边，佢更加多嘢谂。
For Peter, His mind must have been racing through many things.
不单只是这样。
Not only was that all there was for him.
主几次向门徒显现都没有单独跟他说过什么话。
Remember, this couple of times before this, when the Lord appeared to the disciples as a whole, never once did the Lord speak directly, specifically to Peter personally.
我软弱到这样的地步。
So for Peter, he's thinking, I've fallen in my weakness to such a point.
我们看看当时彼得怎样软弱。
Actually, let's look to see how far Peter had fallen.
这件事情其实在四个福音里面都记载着的。
This particular episode was recorded in all four Gospels.
大家有时间回家每一个福音书都看一看。
If you brothers and sisters would take the time when you go home, look through each and every Gospel for this particular recording.
我们看看路加福音第22章。
But for us, let's just turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22.
第33节。
Verse
33. 路加福音22章33。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verse 33.
彼得说，主啊，我就是同你下监，同你受死，也是甘心。耶稣说，彼得，我告诉你，今日鸡还没叫，你要三次说。
Verse 33 reads, And he said to him, Lord, with you I am ready to go both to prison and to death. And he said, I say to you, Peter, the cock will not crow today until you have denied me three times that you know me.
在主耶稣被捕之前，主耶稣已经话咗俾彼得听，喺第啲福音都咁讲，喺鸡鸣两次以前，彼得要三次唔应佢。
This has already been stated in all the Gospels, this particular episode. It was a time before the Lord was captured, and the Lord said that before the rooster crows two times, you shall deny me three times.
但彼得说, 我就算和你落监,和你受死,都是甘心。
But what was Peter's boast? Peter's boast was that with you, I am ready to go both to prison and to death.
众人都会跌倒,
Everyone else, they'll fail you, Lord, but me, Peter, I will not fail you.
我们看一看这个马可福音14章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14.
看看彼得是怎么跌倒。
Let's look to see how Peter actually, how he actually fell.
马可福音第14章。
The Gospel of Mark, chapter 14.
第66节。
Verse 66.
我们看到没有?
We'll read it until the end of the chapter.
彼得在下边院子里来了大祭司一个侍女, 见彼得烤火就看着他说, 你素来也是同拿撒勒人耶稣一个的。
And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, You too were with Jesus the Nazarene.
彼得却不承认说, 我不知道, 也不明白你说的是什么,
But he denied it, saying, I neither know nor understand what you're talking about. And he went out to the porch.
那侍女看见他又对旁边站着人说,只是他们一党的,彼得又不承认。 过了不多的时候,旁边站着人又对彼得说,你真是他们一党的,因为你是加利利人。
And then verse 69, And the maid saw him and began once more to say to the bystanders, This is one of them. But again he was denying it. And after a little while, the bystanders were again saying to Peter, Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean too.
彼得就发就起誓的说,我不认得你们说的这个人,立时鸡叫了第二遍。彼得想起耶稣对他所说的话,鸡叫两遍以前,你要三次不认我,思想起来就哭了。
But he began to curse and swear, I do not know this man you are talking about. And immediately a cock crowed a second time. And Peter remembered how Jesus had made the remark to him, Before a cock crows twice, you will deny me three times. And he began to weep.
我们再看一看,路加福音第22章,第61节。
Let's go back to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22. We will read this one verse.
Verse 61.
And it read, reading from verses 61 and 62. And the Lord turned and looked to Peter, and Peter remembered the words of the Lord, how he had told him, Before a cock crows today, you will deny me three times. And he went out and wept bitterly. What Peter had was confidence in his own flesh.
果然好像主咁讲,在鸡叫两次以前,他三次不认主,到最后一次,还起咒发誓,我不识这个人。
But just as the Lord had prophesied and predicted, You shall deny me three times before the cock crows twice. And that's exactly what Peter did. In fact, the third time, he was cursing as he bitterly denied it.
但没有怜悯主在那时,鸡第二次提的时候,就来到在里面,看着外边望,他晓得彼得,他们望彼得,彼得望到主的眼神,他就知道,他很惭愧,他就出来痛哭。
But here, the Lord still had compassion and tenderness for Peter, that even as he denied the Lord the third time and the cock crowed immediately, the Lord turned to him and looked upon Peter. And Peter, in his inner heart, he knew and he remembered exactly what the Lord had said. And in response, he went out from that place and he wept bitterly. He was 100% regretful.
但是呢,他这次的软弱,在四个福音书里面都记载,是作为我们的尴尬。
Now, this failure of Peter is recorded in all four Gospels. It is recorded there as a basis for us to see the shame.
今日我都见到可能有啲人去信咗耶稣之后佢唔要信，佢都否认主嘅名。
Today we see individuals who at one time had professed a desire to follow the Lord and believe in the Lord, but who subsequently would turn away and not follow the Lord anymore.
呢个系否认主。
This is denying the Lord.
喺某一啲程度咧，我都唔会去到咁样嘅地步。
Perhaps none of us may go to that extent.
但咧我哋却常有消灭圣灵嘅感动。
But nevertheless, even though we're not to that extreme, we in our lives would have moments where we quench the Holy Spirit and His work.
我哋要按着我哋肉体所做，我哋去做。虽然里边有提醒，我哋都唔理。
We want to do what we want to do, what we feel like doing at that given moment in time. Even though the Holy Spirit prompts us otherwise, we don't want to listen to Him and just want to do what we want to do.
但我们看见我们主并不忘记我们。
But we see here, the Lord will never forget us.
在主复活之后，他吩咐那些妇女，你去告诉我的门徒，和彼得知道。
And he, as example,The Lord, when He was resurrected, He told the women to go and tell my disciples and Peter. And that is recorded in the Gospel of Mark.
我回到这个约翰福音21章。
Let's go back to the Gospel of John, chapter 21, where we were initially.
他们吃了早饭呢，主三次过，你要问彼得，我们晓得，你爱我吗？问了三次。
We know from the text that after breakfast, the Lord spoke to Peter individually and asked him three separate times, Peter or Simon, do you love me?
主冇闹彼得。
The Lord did not scold Peter.
主系三次嘅问彼得。
But instead asked him three separate times.
点解问三次呢？
Why did the Lord ask him three times?
问一次就够啦。
Is it enough for the Lord to ask him once?
为什么这么长气呢？还长气过我爸爸妈妈，是吧？
Why is he so long-winded? The younger ones would say, he's more long-winded than my mom and dad.
因为彼得三次否认主。
Because Peter denied the Lord three times.
所以主三次来问他。
So the Lord in turn came and asked him the same question three times.
还有当主来问彼得的时候，其他门徒在不在？其他门徒在这里。
When the Lord spoke to Peter in this specific way, where were the other disciples? Were they there? Yes, the other disciples were also in the presence of the Lord.
因为你睇到后边嘅时候咧，呢个彼得仲话：哎呀，仲有嗰个门徒点样样啊？佢咪永远不死啊？主话唔关你事咁啊。
Certainly, the disciples were there because you see later on in the text, Peter was referring to the other disciples and said, "What about him?" And then the Lord just said, "Never mind about him. Just worry about yourself."
所以咧，佢系彼得系公开咁嚟到否认主，所以现今咧主要佢喺公开里边嚟到承认佢。
So just as Peter denied the Lord three times publicly, therefore here the Lord is asking the same question to him publicly.
叫彼得喺边度跌倒，佢就喺边度嚟起翻身。
Knowing where Peter had fallen, that is precisely where the Lord will work to bring him up again.
所以我哋有咩软弱，我哋几时要跌倒，主都系要唔会俾我哋越过去嘅，一定要打翻我哋嗰一点，喺嗰度重新学嗰个功课，喺嗰度重新嚟悔改，然之后我先至能够上路。
So wherever we have fallen, the Lord will not gloss over it and forget about it. No, He will bring us back to that precise point and help us once again to overcome. Once again.To remember, to repent, and there, from there to move on.
在我们跟随主的路上，如果在某一个关节点你跟得不好，主不会叫你跳班，一定要重新在那个点来开始。如果不是呢，你就一直在那里，在那里。
If you have fallen in a particular place or a particular point that's in your life, the Lord will not skip over it, allow you to just keep going and forgetting about that particular point. No, the Lord will bring you back.And is there that He will make the correction, allow you to repent, and from there to go forward.
其实主是认识彼得的内心，知道他已经很后悔了。
It's actually all of this is because the Lord knows the inner heart of Peter. The Lord already knows that he has regretted all that has happened.
所以神主要为彼得预备一条恢复的路。
And so the Lord is preparing a way for Peter to be able to return.
主三次嚟问彼得，你爱我吗？
The Lord asked him three separate times, "Do you love me?"
主冇问其他问题。
The Lord didn't ask him about anything else.
你会唔会随家去问一个人你爱唔爱我？
Now, would you go just down the street and ask the person next to you, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?"
你唔会咁问。
You wouldn't just go arbitrarily and ask other people that.
就算喺聚会里边，你都唔会揾住一个弟兄个姊妹嚟问你爱我吗咁。
And not even here amongst brothers and sisters, would you turn to a brother or a sister and say, "Do you love me?"
係嘛？好奇怪嘅。
It's kind of strange, right?
但你會向邊個嚟問啊？
But to whom would you address that question?
係最親密嘅人係咪？
You would ask that question to the one that you are most intimate with.
你會問你太太，或者問你丈夫。
You would ask your spouse.
你會問你個仔女。
You might ask your children.
或者你會問你爸爸媽媽。
Or you might ask your parents.
都梗係你最親密嘅人。
It is the most intimate relationship that affords you that willingness to ask that same question.
或者係你最緊張嘅人。
Maybe it's someone that you are closest with.
係嘛？我好愛你，但你愛我嘛？
I love you so much. Do you love me?
主咁樣問啊，彼得個心啊甘甜啦，係嘛？唔緊你都唔問你呢個問題啊？
If it was Peter and the Lord asked him that question, wouldn't your heart just melt? Because you know that the Lord wouldn't ask, or in general, you wouldn't ask anyone that question unless you were close to them.
主問我愛唔愛佢？
The Lord is asking me whether I love him.
我梗係愛主啦，不過我做錯咗，我冇面回頭啊。
Of course I love him. It's just that I erred, and now I have no pride. My pride doesn't permit for me to go back to him.
或者主唔原諒我，我冇得回頭啊。
If the Lord doesn't forgive me, I have no way to get back into His good graces.
喺原文嘅裏邊咧，呢個愛咧，我哋知道喺呢度嘅愛咧係有兩個愛字嘅。
Now in this text, there's the word love, which is what we read. But in the original text, there's actually two forms of the word love that is stated here.
我哋學少少啊。第一個主問彼得你愛我嗎？主問彼得第二次你愛我嗎？這個愛呢是阿加撇。
So in the first question that the Lord asked, "Do you love me?" That love. Also in the second time that the Lord asked the same question, "Do you love me?" That word love is in the Greek agape, love.
這個阿加撇的愛呢是一個神聖的愛，從神而來的愛，是沒有條件的愛。
This agape love is a divine love. This agape love is a love from our Heavenly Father. This agape love is love without condition.
就算好人有愛，但你對我唔好，我都愛你，這個是神的愛。
Loving a good person, yes, there is love that's extended to those who are good. But even to those who are your enemies, you still love them. This is God's love.
在聖經裏面很多地方出現的這個字，譬如我們最認識的約翰福音三章十六節，神愛世人，甚至將兒子賜給他們。這個愛呢是 agape 的愛。
This agape love actually shows up in many places throughout the whole Bible. One verse that we are all familiar with is John 3:16. It says, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." That love is this agape love.
但是呢，彼得三次回答主，他不敢用 agape 這個愛，他用這個 filio 這個字，這個愛。
But in Peter's three separate responses to the Lord's question, he also used the word love, but in the original Greek, it was not the agape love, the same word that the Lord asked of him. He instead responded using the Greek word filio.
這個 filio 這個字呢，是這個弟兄的愛，弟兄相愛的愛。
This filio love talks about brotherly love.
是人間最好的愛。
It is the highest form of love that one individual can extend to another.
是人間人的，就已經好過一些屬肉體的愛了。
It is actually beyond of it. It's already at a scale that's beyond just bonding love between two people.
但不是神聖的愛，都是有條件的。
But nevertheless, it is not godly love. It still is filled with conditions.
在這個啟示錄裡面那個菲拉鐵菲教會就是這個字，這個字根filio。
And so the church at in Revelation, when it talks about the churches, it talks about the church of Philadelphia. Philadelphia is form, that name Philadelphia is formed from the original text, which is filio.
所以我們記得我讀啟示錄讀教會的時候是講到弟兄相愛。
So that's why at the same time when we've studied to that point in Revelation, it talks about Philadelphia, what was their asset? Their asset was brotherly love.
所以第一個問題主問你愛我比這些更深，阿加皮，你有沒有用神的愛來愛我？
So the Lord asked Simon Peter, says, do you love me? Do you love me with a godly love, with agape love?
比这些更深，这些是指着什么呢？
But he says, love me more than these. More than these? What these? What, is this, what are these that is referring to?
这些可以指着打鱼这件事。
These can refer to being a fisherman, you know, fishing.
你是爱我还是中午回来打鱼呢？
Do you love me more than going back to doing what you do as a vocation?
当然我不是喜欢打鱼，我爱你。
Of course, Peter is going to say, I don't love the fishing more than you. Of course, I love you.
或者主人问他，这里有这么多门徒，你是不是觉得众人都会跌倒，你不会跌倒？你的爱是比他们更加深、更加高呢？
Here, the Lord could have referred to all the other disciples. He could have asked Peter, here are all the disciples. Do you think that your love for me supersedes their love? Would, that you would you have a love that would love me more than them?
彼得不敢用这个神圣阿卡比的爱来答，他只能够用菲利奥。主啊，你知道我尽咗力爱你。Peter
in response would not dare to use the word agape love to say to reply to the Lord. All he could do was reply using the word filio, meaning I have done my utmost, Lord, to love you like the way that I can love you.
他都不敢说他比其他人更爱主。Nor
was he willing to boast to say, no, my love for you is more than any of their love for you.
因为以前那个失败的心里面太深刻。Because
what caused him to fall, it was the darkness that was in his heart before.
在他心里面太深刻。His
failure became a mark in his heart. And now it supersedes anything that he's willing to do to boast of it. He no longer can even boast that his love for the Lord supersedes others' love for the Lord.
主就跟他说，你喂养我的羊。And
the Lord's reply was, tend my lambs.
喂养我的羊仔。
Shepherd my sheep.
哎呀，彼得里面实在好开心啊。
You can think about Peter, how much joy must be in his heart then.
主居然将他的地上的羊交托给彼得。
Here, the Lord was willing to give the lambs that the Lord has in this earth over to Peter to tend to shepherd.
主又第二次再问彼得。
Now, a second time, the Lord asked Peter,
你是不是用阿加皮的爱、神圣爱来爱我？
Do you love me with a godly love, an agape love?
彼得说，主啊，你知道我爱你，我是用filio，弟兄的爱来爱你。But
Peter's response was only, yes, Lord, you know that I love you with a brotherly love, with a filial love.
他再不敢再夸自己。He
can no longer boast in himself.
主跟他说，你牧养我的羊，今次不是小羊了，你牧养我的羊。But
now what did the Lord say in return? The second time he was no longer saying tend my lambs, he was saying shepherd my sheep.
彼得里边真系，主用我唔单小羊，你成长咗羊，都叫我去带佢哋。So
here the Lord was entrusting him not only with the lambs, those that are little ones that are just born, but rather even the sheep. The Lord was entrusting over to Peter to tend to and watch over those who are older.
主睇见彼得，哎呀，真系好似唔敢啊吓！第三次主你问，你爱我吗？主第三次用唔系用阿加皮呢个字，用彼得所讲嘅，用翻佢嗰个程度。Filio，主话你能够用弟兄嘅爱嚟爱我吗？人间最好嘅爱嚟爱我吗
？But from Peter's response, he was still rather tentative, and so the Lord asked him now a third time, "Do you love me?" But now this question was a little different from the other two, because the vocabulary word love that he used was no longer agape love, but filial love. So the Lord was asking Peter, Peter, do you love me with a brotherly love, the most that you can muster? Do you love me like that?
主就降低，用翻彼得嗰个程度，就系人间最好嘅爱，你能够爱我吗？
This was the standard that Peter had responded to him. So now the Lord lowered the standard to Peter's level and to ask him, do you love me in that way?
彼得见主第三次，你要讲问佢里边就忧愁。主，你知道我心，我真系爱你嘅。佢就用Filio呢个字嚟答主。
And Peter, upon this third inquiry from the Lord, he was shaken, he was grieved in his heart. He says, Lord, you know what's in my heart. You know that I would love you with a brotherly love.
主说你喂养我羊。
And here the Lord then responded and said, tend my sheep.
主三次将他的羊交托给彼得。
Three separate times the Lord entrusted his sheep, his flock, to Peter.
我相信我很明白彼得的心情。
I'm pretty sure that I understand Peter's heart very well.
我跌得到这么低，主都这么一步一步来找我，叫我能够翻转头，并且还将这么大的责任交给我，我里边真是死而后已。
I have fallen to such a depth of despair, and yet now the Lord has come and sought me out step by step, and he has brought me back. But not only that, but to entrust to me under my care his entire flock. This is such an honor for me. I would die.
就算死我都会咁做。
If I die doing it, I would still be willing to do it.
主没问他其他别的事情。
The Lord didn't ask him about anything else.
这个是今天我们服侍主里面首要唯一的条件。
When it applied to us, this is the primary criterion for us to have when we talk about serving the Lord.
就是你里面有没有个爱主的心。
And that is, do you have a love for the Lord?
并且这个爱是尽心、尽性、尽意来爱神的一个爱。
And this love is to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your effort.
不是问你今天你究竟信了主几年。
It's not asking you, how long have you known the Lord? How long have you been saved?
不是问你有多少圣经的知识。
It's not asking you, how much of the Bible do you know?
不是问你在教会里面有什么地位。
It's not asking you, do you hold a particular position in the local assembly?
但是你有没有一个爱主的心。
The Lord is only asking, do you have a love for me in your heart?
主这个吩咐在彼得的一生里面支配他一生的行动。
And this trust that the Lord had given to Peter followed him or accompanied Peter all along his days of service before the Lord.
彼得因着这一次的软弱，被主来挽回。
And from this one incident of failing before the Lord, he was brought back by the Lord.
彼得一生都不会忘记这件事情，虽然主原谅了他。
And Peter would never forget this incident throughout the rest of his life.
并且对主的吩咐一个字一个字记得十分清楚。
He remembered each and every word of the Lord's instruction to him.
有些人牧养主的羊，牧下牧下变成自己的羊。
Sometimes there are individuals who start off shepherding the Lord's sheep, but as they go forward, it ends up where they're thinking, oh, I'm shepherding my sheep now.
我们看看彼得直到年老是怎样。彼得前书第五章。
But let's look to see Peter. What was he like at the end? Let's turn to 1 Peter 5:1. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1.
我这作长老作基督受苦的见证，同在后来所要显现的荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同作长老的人，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。 也不是为了贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是合祭所托付的，乃是作群羊的榜样。Therefore,
I exhort the elders among you, as your fellow elder and witness of the suffering of Christ, and a partaker also of the glory that is to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness. Nor not as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but proving to be examples of the flock.
主当初怎样吩咐的牧养他的羊?
In the similar way that the Lord charged him to shepherd his flock,
到彼得年老就来去见主日子,这个话是深刻,刻在他心里面。
That was the very instructions that was deeply impressed upon the heart of Peter, even at this later stage in his life.
所以他吩咐他要走,他吩咐与他同作长老的,你要牧养神的群羊,不是我的羊,牧养神的羊。
That's why he was able to encourage the other elders who also share the same responsibility to shepherd the flock of God among you. Not to shepherd your own flock or my flock, but to shepherd the flock of God. Because he remembered that it was the Lord who charged him with the responsibility to shepherd the Lord's flock. So that's why at the end of his life, he is encouraging others to shepherd the flock of God.
Not according
to your desires or your way, but shepherd them according to God's way. Not to put them under compulsion, but rather to be an example of the proper type of shepherd for them.
要如何在他当中如何来到谦卑啊?
To be able to have the same type of humility before them.
那个时候彼得是几咁自大，几个自我为中心。现今到佢年老嘅时候，即其实唔系嗰阵开始，就系俾主摸着回头嘅时候，呢个彼得就唔同咗啦。
We see the two pictures of Peter. Initially, he was all high and mighty. He was self-confident. He has full confidence in what he had in the flesh. But here at the end, and maybe not even at the end, but at the moment in time when the Lord touched him and marked him to be able to return to the Lord, here was the humility of Peter exhibited.
你睇到最第六节嘅时候，我叫你哋要谦卑啊，要以谦卑束腰。
In the verse six here in 1 Peter, there's a exhortation for them to be humble.
佢都话佢要作群羊榜样，所以我相信彼得都系谦卑嘅。
That they are, he has said specifically that they need to be proven to be examples to the flock. So if he's able to verbalize that, I'm sure that's how he conducted his life. He was no longer fighting with the disciples to see who was greatest in the kingdom. He was no longer coming to the Lord and asking, Lord, how many times do I have to forgive my brother? Because the experience of failure was so deeply marked in his heart.
虽然当我们失败，我们回头的时候，主的血会洗干净我们。
Even though we fail, if we're willing to return, the precious blood of our Lord cleanses us of our transgression.
但我盼望这些失败的经历在我们里面，我们晓得，
but,
成为我们的那个踏脚石。
But it is my desire that each one of us would come to know exactly where our failings are, so that they will serve to be stepping stones for us.
我记得我年轻的时候，我做错了一样的事情。
I remember clearly when I was younger, I did something wrong.
这件事人都已经原谅了我了。
Others forgave me of it.
但这件事情在我里面几十年一直提醒我。
But that one particular instance was kept in my heart, constantly being a reminder for us throughout the years.
叫我不要再犯同样的错误。
Telling me, don't do that again, don't do that again.
甚至乎有时睡了半夜我都想起这些我做错的事。
Even in the midst of in the midst of my sleep, sometimes I would dream of that particular incident.
我想起，但我里边好后悔啊。
But when the dream comes, I remember
dream,
what I did.
想起，想起。
When my thoughts come and I think about what I had done, it is accompanied by full regret.
这个成为我一生人里边，我想起我就觉得后悔的事。And、我唔想再做多一次错。
This became that one particular episode that was a constant reminder for us. And every time it comes to my mind, I regret it. And that's what stayed with me, that I would never fall into that particular, I would never stumble like that again.
在教会的历史里面就讲到，在圣经里面没有记载，只是传说而已。
Now, in church history, although it's not recorded in the Bible, it is recorded as part of church history.
说彼得 一聽到每一朝早聽到雞啼，佢就起身祈禱。
That each and every morning when Peter heard the rooster crow, that he would wake up and he would come to the Lord in prayer.
啊，因為雞啼就睇佢嘅軟弱。
Because each time the rooster crowed, it was a reminder of his weakness.
雖然主已經原諒咗，但一件事喺裏邊十分深刻，喺一心嘅裏邊，常常有提醒佢。
Even though the Lord had already forgiven him long ago, yet each and every time that rooster crowed, it was a reminder for him because it was marked so deeply in his heart.
馬可福音之所以成為馬可福音，因為係彼得嘅口述嘅福音嚟嘅。
The Gospel of Mark became the very Gospel of Mark.Because of the contribution of Peter.
我們知道當這一切事情發生的時候，這個馬可是很年輕，他不曉得福音裡面這一切事情，但是因為彼得稱呼馬可是最親愛屬靈的兒子，所以我們知道馬可福音其實就是彼得的福音。
When these events happened, Mark was too young to know about all these events that had occurred. But we know from the scriptures that Peter referred to Mark as his son.His spiritual son, one whom he had brought into the Lord. So we are fully assured that Peter was able to inform and tell Mark of all these events that had happened during Peter's life when he walked with the Lord.
所以唯有是在马可福音里边讲到鸡啼两次以前，你要三次不认我。这个在马可福音里边单单提到鸡啼两次。
And so that because of that, the account of This episode of Peter denying the Lord three times was especially in detail in the Gospel of Mark. So that's actually the only place where it talks about the crow actually crowing twice, just as the Lord has stated.
在馬福音也很喜歡講到雞的喎。馬福音第13章第35節我們看一看。
In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verse
33. 35節。
35.As the Gospel of Mark actually talks about roosters or cock quite often.
35節，所以你們要警醒啊！13章35節，所以你們要警醒，因為你們不知道家主什麼時候來，或晚上，或半夜，或雞叫，或早晨。
In verse again, Mark chapter 13, verse 35. Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, whether in the evening, at midnight, at cock crowing, or in the morning.
佢話早晨就得啦，佢加個話雞叫。
Why did he have to be so specific to say when the cock crows? Couldn't he have just said he could come in the morning?
呢件事情喺佢心裏邊，個失敗十分嘅深刻，話雞叫。
Why is because this matter of cock crowing signified to him his weakness, and it was so deeply impressed in his heart that became a part of him, and this is a reflection of that.
所以唯一一個喺主裏邊。深刻失敗的人，他能夠從他深刻的失敗裏面重新起來。
So here was an individual who fell because of his personal darkness, but whose fall became marked in his heart and was now able to be the mark to cause him to return and go back.
唯有一個這樣曾經軟弱的人，他能夠體貼別人的軟弱。
It's only such an individual who has fallen and knows of his failureThat he is able to forgive others of their failures.
你要體貼啊，人哋嘅軟弱。
To be able to see or be mindful of others when they fall and fail.
彼得點解能夠用馬可咧
？Why is Peter able to use Mark?
接納馬可成為佢屬靈嘅兒子。
To accept Mark as his spiritual son.
保羅都唔能夠用馬可。
Recall that Paul had wanted nothing to do with Mark anymore.
这个年轻的马可年少气盛，只是懂得行，不可以受苦的。
Here was Mark at one juncture in time. He was so young. He only knew how to enjoy what was provided by the Lord. He was unwilling to suffer for the Lord's sake during that period.
这个马可和这个彼得有点相似的。
Now, Mark and Peter, they actually have similarities.
在馬可福音單單記載到一個少年人一受驚嚇咧，哇！原來當初披住張被，俾人一拉咧被都唔要就赤身就逃跑咗去啦。嗰個係馬可嚟嘅。
If you recall how there is an episode in here where it talks about a young man who was clothed and who was with a cloth, and then when they pulled away that cloth, he instead of fighting for it, he ran away naked. That actually was Mark.
一受驚就唔得啦，走咗去。
And because fear came upon him, he ran away.
同彼得一樣。
He was just like Peter.
到佢跟隨巴拿巴、保羅出去傳道嘅時候，受唔到苦，佢又走咗去。
When Mark was had started his mission with Barnabas and Paul to on their missionary trip, they encountered some difficulty, but Mark could not stand for it and left the mission.
但因有部分原因咧，因為巴拿巴佢仲要馬可嚇。
And so there are some other dynamics that was going on, and Barnabas had a mind was mindful of Mark and wanted to have Mark back to help him. And because of that, Barnabas went a separate way from Paul.
一方面呢，巴拿巴係一個温柔嘅人，係温柔之子；另一方面呢，馬可同巴拿巴係親戚嚟。
On the one hand, Barnabas was inclined to have Mark be his helper because Barnabas was gentle in nature, but also because he was related to Mark as well.
但係彼得同馬可唔係親戚啊！佢點解一個咁樣樣嘅少年人，佢能夠用得著佢？我哋歷史上邊咧，將馬可咧稱為彼得嘅使徒。
So, but Peter didn't have any relationships with Mark, unlike Barnabas. Why would Peter be willing to accept and be willing to work with someone like Mark? In fact, in the Bible, it tells you that he became his disciple. Historically, it tells us that he became his disciple.
Disciple of Peter.
Peter's disciple.
但唯一嘅原因就係彼得曾經軟弱過，佢能夠體貼馬可嘅軟弱。
One reason is because Peter had fallen in his past as well. And so now he was mindful of what Mark was going through. So therefore, he was able to extend the hand to Mark. So in that sense, he was unlike Paul, who at that time was angered because of Mark's failure. And so therefore did not want for him to continue on to bring him back again. But here was Peter who can sympathize with Mark because he once had fallen just as Mark has fallen. And so he was able to extend a hand out to him. So indeed we see that all things work together for the good of those who love him. For the benefit of those who love him. So yes, we will fall.
我哋可能會失望，
and we will lose sight or be discouraged.
但係唔好絕望，
but do not be discouraged. Do not despair and be hopeless.
因為你睇見我嘅主何等温柔喺嗰度嚟到等我嚟挽回我哋。
Because you can see the Lord is standing there and in His gentle way, waiting for us to return to Him.
但係咧，我哋本身嘅經歷叫我一生銘記於心。
But for us, our experience should be a mark in us so that it will constantly serve as a reminder for us.
叫我哋嘅呢啲嘅失敗、呢啲跌倒，成為我哋嘅踏腳石，唔係半腳石。
For us to be alert so that all of our failures are not merely stumbling blocks, but are serving as stepping stones.
我哋禱告。Let
us pray.
主，我哋感謝，主，我哋讚美你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
你讓我睇見基督嘅愛，主係何等嘅温柔，何等嘅細膩。
You permit for us to see how gentle and how great is the love of our Lord.
主，我睇見你向著我哋充滿咗何等嘅忍耐，何等嘅憐憫。
You're filled with compassion. You're filled with patience towards us.
主，叫我哋唔忘記，主，你喺嗰度回頭向彼得嘅一望。
That you do not allow us to forget that you had once turned and looked upon Peter.
叫我哋唔傷主嘅心，
so that we too might not hurt the heart of our Lord.
主啊，叫我哋嘅心，主啊，以基督嘅耶穌嘅心為心。
May the heart that we have be the heart of our Lord.
我哋曾經或者有跌倒，
yes, even though we have fallen.
或者我跌倒好大，
perhaps we have fallen to a great degree.
主啊，唔叫我哋離開你，
but do not allow us to walk away from you.
哦，主啊，愿意呢啲成为我哋以后向上走嘅踏脚石。
Instead, make that or turn that failure into a stepping stone for us to go forward.
主啊，将呢啲经历唔系单系俾啲经历，主啊，亦都系我哋学习嘅功课。
Do not permit for these experiences just to be applicable for Peter, but that make it applicable for us as well.
记载喺四福音里边都系为咗我哋嘅好处。
It's recorded in all four Gospels, but it's recorded there for our benefit.
啊，叫我哋得着益处。
May we gain from it.
感谢主早晨向我哋嚟讲话。
We thank you for the words that you have spoken to us this morning.
祷告奉耶稣基督嘅名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.